This is Earth and Sky. David Terhune of Brooklyn, New York writes, I just saw that episode of Star Trek about a planet inhabited by silicon-based life forms. Why isn't life here silicon-based?
David, silicon is abundant on Earth, but earthly life is carbon-based.
All of the molecules that enter into life have carbon in them. All of the proteins and amino acids and carbohydrates, they all have carbon as the central element.
That was Jerry Lipps, professor of integrative biology at the University of California, Berkeley. He said silicon chemistry is just too limited to be the basis for a viable life form.
That's because where there's life, there's a need for the chemical processing of energy. Carbon-based molecules can do this because carbon can exist in many different states, and it can bond to itself and other elements to build the complex molecules life needs. Silicon doesn't have carbon's chemical flexibility, but silicon-based life is vigorous in science fiction.
You can always make up really weird things. If it's not based on carbon and it's based on silica, then you must have really weird kind of life.
Special thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, a private foundation dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.